A few. Chill out, man. I'll give you a sec.
Why on earth are you knocking on my door this late? And why are you so... Oh, wow. You look like you've just walked the plank on a pirate ship. How long has it been raining like this? An hour? Damn. I think I was a little absorbed in the book I was reading. You know me. The world could be ending and I wouldn't realize it. Oh, alright. Yeah, you can come in. And you should probably take a shower too. You're probably gonna end up sick like this. Oh, don't worry. I can lend you some old clothes I stole from. Well, you. Now go before you leave a big puddle on my living room. Feeling better? Come here then. Sit on the couch with me. Oh, I hope you don't mind what I'm wearing, by the way. I mean, you're the one who appeared out of nowhere and I really didn't want to take this nightgown off. It's so comfy. And, well, it's not like I have anything to show off anyway. No, I'm not exaggerating. People still ask for my ID to buy drinks. You've seen that shit. And don't you remember? And that old lady told me that it's cute that you still bring your little sister to watch movies with you. Oh God, and the look on her face when I told her that we're friends and I'm a senior in college was priceless. See? It's this kind of thing I miss when going out with you. You always attract the weirdest situations, and I don't know, to be honest, you're the only one who manages to make me want to go outside in the first place. I don't know why you vanished like this lately. I barely see you around now. Yeah, I know you've been busy, but never mind. So, what do you want to do? There's no way I'm going to change to go out now, so maybe just chill on the couch and watch something? I have a couple of new anime on my list, or we could just go with Full Metal Alchemist for the 25th time. That works too. Good choice. Let me look for it real quick. And here. Hey, why are you all the way on the other side? You know, I don't usually bite. Come closer. Didn't you hear me? Come on, you dork. We used to cuddle and watch stuff together all the time. Why are you acting so weird now? No, don't try to change the subject. Oh, you're gonna make me go there, aren't you? There. You made me get up from my favorite spot on the couch. Are you gonna tell me what's up now? I had a feeling you were avoiding me lately, and now that you're here, you're acting all shy and odd too. That's not you, man. What? Is it because of my clothes? I mean, you're my best friend. I trust you not to be weird about it. No? So... did I say something wrong? I mean, we always joke with each other a lot, but if I crossed the wrong line, we could talk about it. What is it then? Are you still mad that I beat you 17-0 the last time we played Gwent? I'm lost here. What, you're not sure if I'll want to know? come on. I just want my best friend back. Please? You know you can tell me anything and it can't be that bad. I mean, did you kill someone or something? Oh, wait, can you say that again, please? I may have understood it, like, really, really wrong, or, you like me? You mean, like me? Like me? This isn't some kind of joke, is it? You shouldn't joke about this kind of thing. It's not funny. No, it's not that I don't feel the same. It's the opposite. I've had feelings for you for so long, but hey, are you no, you don't understand. I like you so, so much. And I would be the happiest girl on the planet if I could keep kissing you like this and be with you, but I can't. It wouldn't be fair. Because I've been hiding something from you ever since we knew each other. I really don't think you'll want to know. Hey, don't turn what I said back against me. It's different. And even if I told you, you'd either never talk to me again or try to put me in a mental asylum or something. Please don't look at me with those puppy dog eyes. Even if that hurts me a lot, I'm sure you can find another girl. It doesn't have to be me. I just want you to be happy. You don't want anyone else? But... Okay. You win. I'll tell you. But only if you promise that you'll not laugh at me, no matter how absurd it sounds. Okay. I am a demon. And now you're looking at me like I went crazy, just like I said. No, I'm not joking. I guess I'll just have to show you. See? These horns? And a tail? This is what I normally look like. I know, this is a lot to take in, and you must be so confused, maybe a bit scared. And I know what everyone says about demons, that they're evil and creatures who want to deceive and hurt people, but I just want you to know that I may have hidden this from you all this time, but I didn't lie. All the moments we had together, and everything I feel for you, they're all real for me. I really am that weird nerdy girl you met at the game store one day, but I'm also this. I'm sure explaining myself won't help though. If you want to run away and never look at me again, I'll understand. The door is unlocked. Just be careful with the storm, okay? I still care about you. Hey, it's okay. You don't need to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you still like me, even after knowing the truth? I don't know what to say. Can you kiss me again? Hey, there's something I want to ask you, but before I do, I think I need to explain some other things, though. No, it's not anything bad this time. At least, I don't think it is. I just want to explain this whole thing a little better. If you're gonna have a demon as a girlfriend, you deserve to at least know what you're getting yourself into. Us demons, we're not just a bunch of evil beings that are all the same and want bad things, like a lot of people think. We come in lots of different types, and even inside those types, everyone is different. Some are good, some are bad. We're not that different from humans in that sense, and I happen to be a succubus. You know what that means, right? Okay. Okay, I know what you're thinking. I'm a virgin, I can barely talk to men, and I'm flatter than a pancake. How could this girl possibly be a lost demon? Well, about this whole succubus thing. People believe that we need to feed on human essence to survive, but that's not true. I can live on cup noodles and my shitty cooking just fine. The essence serves as fuel for our magic, and when we're young, the little power we have is barely enough to hide our demonic features, but then it starts developing when we start feeding. So, when a succubus reaches adulthood, she usually goes out to hunt for her first human prey. That's what my parents always kept saying, at least. That I should complete the rite of passage and awaken my true self, whatever that means. But I never did. I became a stuttering mess every time I came even close to flirting, and I also happened to be not very gifted in certain aspects. And even if I did know how to flirt, even if I had a nicer body, I never wanted to seduce a random guy who's suitable prey. I mean, I don't want anyone to be my prey. I wanted my first time to be special, you know? This might be normal for a human girl to feel, but for a succubus? Oh, my parents tell other demons I'm adopted. Sorry. I'm rambling a lot already. What I mean to say is, I ran away from this for so long. I went to college, I had a normal life as a human, or as close to normal as I could have, but I can't keep hiding from who I am forever, and I think I finally found someone I trust enough to finish the rite with. Someone who's really important to me. You always made me feel like I could be myself, no matter how weird I am sometimes. You make me feel special. I even got a little more confident when you're around. I've had all these strong feelings for you for so long, and I always wanted to just be yours. So, what I wanted to ask is, would you let me feed on you? Come on, you know what I meant by that. Don't make me say it. You don't? Oh dear. I need to give you a blowjob and feed on your gum. Oh, okay. You want me to say that slowly? Okay. I need to give you a blowjob and feed on your gum. Sorry, I know this is very soon and I don't want to be this forward, but it's not my fault. I mean, I'm still a succubus, even if I'm terrible at being one. It's fine? Really? So, can I maybe kiss you a little bit more before we start? I've been wanting to be like this with you for so long, but I thought it would never happen. Wow, you have no idea how happy I am. And you're the first guy I kissed, too. It feels so nice. It's okay. You can put your hands on my waist and hold me tight. I'm yours now, remember? Also, I hope I'm not too bad at this. You're liking it too? You promise? Oh, I think it's hard to accuse you of lying now. I can see something start to bulge in your pants. That means you're ready, right? Can I do it? Okay. Just let me slide down the couch and get on my knees and there. Can I unzip your pants now? Oh, and don't worry, you won't die or any of that stupid things people say. The worst that could happen is you get a little tired. Oh, if you don't mind me saying, that's a very attractive thing you've got there. So hot and hard. And damn, why do I have to be so bad at dirty talking? I'll just shut up now and do the thing, okay? That's probably better. Maybe I should start out by, licking it. I don't know how to do this that well, but I hope it feels good. The taste is a little bit different than I expected. No, not different bad. Definitely not. It's sweet. Tastes a bit like chocolate. No, even better. You look surprised. Shouldn't it taste sweet? Well, maybe it's because I'm a succubus then. I don't know, but it's so good. And the scent too. I want more. Please. Can I start sucking? So, how does it feel? Good? I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah. Oh, I can feel the sweet scent getting stronger when you get more excited. Oh, I could keep sucking you like this the whole day. I mean, I barely know what I'm doing, but oh, you taste so good, and I can't help it. Please, look down into my eyes again. Keep staring at them while I do it. It makes me feel. It makes me melt for you even more. Yeah, your eyes are so gorgeous. I think I can still go deeper. Would you like that? Like that? You can hold my hair and help if you want to. I don't mind. I can feel you throbbing in my mouth. Oh. Is that pre-cum? Oh, it's so sweet. And it makes my tongue all tingly. You throbbing in my mouth. You're twitching so much now. Are you getting close? Are you gonna come? Yes. Yes, I want you. Please give me your cum. Oh, I waited so long to taste your essence, so please, please give it all to me. I'll fill my mouth with it. Yes. Yes, come for me, yes. Yes. Oh, So, did you like it? I'm glad to hear that. And I think I might have gotten a little carried away there. But it was so good to finally taste you like that. No, it's not only the taste, it's like I can feel your energy flowing inside me. So, this is how it feels. I don't really know how to explain it. My whole body feels hot and a little tingly. So sorry. What did you say? My eyes are glowing too. Oh, wow. I think this must be a side effect of the whole magic thing. It's fine. It's fine. I need some time to get used to it. Oh, damn, it's not getting any better. I'm getting even hotter now. This is so weird. Like, my clothes are starting to feel so tight. Oh dear, please, please tell me I'm not going crazy. Oh, I can swear my boobs are bigger. I mean, I barely had anything before, but oh, I feel so soft now, and oh, they're getting so sensitive too. Maybe this is what they meant with oh, the awakening thing. Oh, I'm not sure, but I feel so nice. All this warmth, all this energy. And it's not only my tits, I can feel it spreading through my whole body. Oh, fuck. My hips are getting wider too, aren't they? Yeah. My thighs are getting thicker. And look at my ass. So big and round. And even popped out of my dress. Hey, isn't this going to stop? My tits feel so heavy already. All these curves. I think I'm getting a bit taller too. And fuck. Forget about it. I don't want it to stop. I want more. I want to grow all thick and sexy for you, baby. Oh God, I can feel my dress stretching and the fabric pressing against my nipples. Oh, it feels so good. I think it's gonna end up ripping. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. I'm free now. But my back is also burning a bit. Oh, fuck. What's that? Oh, are those wings? Oh, they're beautiful. I mean, no, I need to focus. Oh, I can feel my ass eating up my panties. I need to take them off before they burst too. Oh, and they're so wet. My pussy is dripping so much. Oh fuck, I need to touch myself again. Help it. Yes. Yes. I can feel it. I can feel them building up. All this energy. All these sensations. I think I'm gonna... Oh, I'm gonna... So powerful. I don't think I've ever felt so alive before. What is it, honey? You look so worried. Of course that's still me, you dork. Let's just say I've got a new look now. And you seem to enjoy this new look a lot, don't you? Don't be coy. I can smell all of that lust coming out of you. I can feel all the dirty thoughts you're having about this body. You don't need to hide anything from me. Still nervous? That's okay. Why don't you just give me a little nod? I promise I'll take such good care of you. Good boy. Come on, sit back on the couch for me. Yeah, like that. Now I can sit here, right on your lap. Doesn't this feel nice? See, you don't need to be shy about my new body. You're the reason I changed like this after all. Your essence did this to me. And you know what that means? It means that these big tits pressing against your chest. This thick ass grinding up and down your lap. This naked pussy dripping over your boxers. Yes. Touch my body. Grab my tits. Play with them. Fuck. You've got no idea how sensitive they are right now. More. More. Squeeze them too. Just like that. Yes. Grind back against my ass. Feel all of these curves. Explore my whole body. This hot demon babe is all yours. All yours, honey. I can really feel all of your lust, all of your fantasies, and they're making me even hornier. I see. You'd really love to have your cock between my tits, wouldn't you? What a naughty boy. I wonder if instead of pulling your boxers down, I can just It looks like this magic thing can be quite handy. Maybe I can also make some magic oil. Spread all over my tits to make them nice and slippery. And now I can go down a bit and slide right between them. This hot and ready cock. They got so big, didn't they? I look like a girl from one of those hentai I like to read. I never told you I like those before, did I? Oops. But I bet that you love it. Feeling all this softness around your cock. How it almost gets lost between my tits. Sliding up and down. Up and down. I bet you'll also love it if I squeeze it. Like this. I can see the pre-cum dripping already. I wish I could taste it so bad, but we're gonna have to stay with just the tits for now. Because if I put this in my mouth, I swear I won't be able to stop myself, and I want you to finish in a different place this time. By the way, you'll only come when I give you permission, right? That's my good boy. That's it. Keep feeling my tits squeezing your cock. Let all that essence build up for me. Hold back for me just a little longer. I can feel it in your set now. You're starting to lose control again. Well, I think it's time then. Get up and get closer. Very close. I really want to know what happens when you let all that pent-up lust out. So, I'll bend over the couch right here. See how I'm twitching and aching for you? Even my thighs are all wet already. Let your instincts take over, sweetie. You can use your succubus however you want. Feed her pussy with all of that sweet essence. You're doing so good. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Keep shoving that dick inside me. Go all the way in. Yes, more. You don't need to be gentle or be afraid of hurting me. I was literally made for this. Oh, that's it, baby. Grab my hips. Oh, and pound into me. Yes, harder. Harder. Yes, pound this little pussy. Oh, fuck. The way your hips bounce and smack on my ass. Oh, it feels so good. Don't stop. Don't go slower. No, I want to scream for you. Oh, yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, baby. If I put my ass up a bit more like this, come on. You can use my horns and my tail as handles. I want you to get even deeper. Yes. Yes. Oh, pull on my tail when you thrust. Yes. Yes. Oh, pull on my tail when you thrust. Just like that. Keep hitting the spot. Yes. Each time you do, I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. Wait. Are you rubbing my wings? Fuck. Fuck. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, there was such a weak spot. I. Fuck. I. Oh, I can't hold back either. This is too much for me. Yes, yes. Ah, yes, you can come now. Ah, no, no, I need you to come now. And don't pull on until your last drop, okay? Come on, fill me with all your essence, honey. Oh, come in me. Come in me. Ah, ah, ah. Oh, come with me. Ah. Your wild side out in the end, didn't you? Wow. Oh, you look so tired. Oh, it's like you're about to sleep at any moment. Hey, it's okay. It's my fault for draining so much of your energy. But don't worry, I'll take care of you. Come here. You're lighter than I expected, and I hope you don't mind being carried to bed. Let's go then. There. You don't need to worry about anything now. I'll lie next to you, hold you really close, and keep stroking your hair, just like this. You can rest your head on my chest. It's fine. It won't hurt me. And I bet you'll love having those soft pillows. There we go. See? Isn't it comfy? I can even wrap my wings around you to keep you warm. Shh. Now, relax. Let your eyelids become heavy. I promise I'll be here holding you when you wake up. Hey, are you still awake? Before you sleep, there's something I want to say. I know a lot has happened tonight, and a lot of things changed too. Everything about me that you know changed. My appearance changed. I think I might have gotten a little more forward too. But I promise, some things will never change. It doesn't matter if I'm a succubus or the way I look now. I'm still that dorky girl you know on the inside. I'm still your girl. I still adore you. And you still suck at card games. You know, the things that matter. And I'm so glad that you're here with me again. I really miss the weekends we used to spend together. You know, playing games, cuddling, and watching shows. Laughing about silly things. We'll definitely not stop doing those things. But there's one thing I think will change quite a bit from now on. We're going to be having a lot more fun together now, aren't we, sweetie? Good night. I hope you have sweet dreams.